You're listening to SBS News.
About an hour's drive south of Perth is the West Australian town of Pinjarra, the site of one of Western Australia's first European settlements. Its place along the Murray River meant the soil was rich and fertile. It was in that very river, in 1834, that WA's very first Governor James Stirling led the massacre of up to 80 Binjarra-Noongar people.
I come with my heart, my court, to say sorry. I come here today to say sorry for the dreadful wrongs perpetrated by the first Governor of Western Australia, Sir James Stirling, to Binjarra-Noongar people on this Budget.
Standing on country almost 200 years later, the 34th Governor of Western Australia, Chris Dawson, apologised.
To me, that meant telling the truth in all its complexities of the past in order to heal in the present and do all I could to contribute to the growth of trust and reconciliation.
In the 1830s, European settlers around Pinjarra were met with strong resistance to their advancing violent colonial takeover. Wanting to send a strong message to those resisting their invasion, Colonial Governor James Stirling led 25 armed men to the area to kill any Aboriginal people in their path. Encircling a group of men, women and children on the banks of the river, Stirling and his gang of men opened fire on the group before rounding up and kidnapping any survivors. Every year in October, groups gather to pay tribute. Traditional owner Carrie-Anne Keering says this apology is a huge step forward.
It's a giant step. It's so significant that, you know, I'm still trying to process it.
While the apology marks a significant step towards reconciliation, reminders of the Pinjarra massacre linger. Place names throughout Western Australia still bear the name Stirling. From statues to cities, schools to mountain ranges, Stirling's name still echoes largely throughout the state. Indelibly linked to the terrifying atrocity, there are many who are calling for such landmarks to be renamed. For Carrie-Anne Keering, there's still a long way to go.
To all of us now and the upcoming generations, this is not the end where we have completed what we have completed. What we are doing is the start of a new chapter of working together and to create a memorial for our people.
The ceremony was marked with an exchange of trees, a symbol of ongoing reconciliation. An olive tree, cultivated from one planted by Governor Stirling around 1835, was given to traditional owners. In exchange, a Jarrah tree from Binjarra country will be planted on the grounds of Government House. For Governor Chris Dawson, the time for the truth about the past has well and truly arrived.
I say sorry to the Binjarra people who still feel the trauma of the punishment inflicted on their ancestors that day when so many innocent lives were taken. The time has come and the time is right for the Governor to acknowledge the truth of the past actions of a predecessor. I have a deep hope and faith that a process of healing and growth will follow. I believe this action will be a significant step along the pathway to meaningful reconciliation.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.